This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Haiti, government forces say they have recaptured the northern town of St. Mark, one of a string of villages seized by rebels in the past several days. Despite the reported success, Haiti's fourth-largest city, Gonaïves, remains in rebel hands. Pressure is growing on President Jean-Bertrand Aristide to resign. The armed revolt, which has left dozens killed since the weekend, is the most serious challenge to Aristide in the 3-year political crisis. NPR's Jerry Haddon visited St. Mark and filed this report.
Haiti's sole north-south highway, which runs right through the center of St. Mark, is completely blocked. Heavily armed rebel fighters have raised barricades of burned-out cars, trees, and huge white boulders. Vehicles cannot pass, but residents on foot were heading out of town yesterday as fast as they could. One woman, who would not give her name, hurried along 4 of her 7 children. She said downtown many people were firing guns.
We have to send the kids away. There's too much shooting. We just can't live in this environment. It's a complete state of lawlessness. People are on a rampage, grabbing people and shooting them. It's not healthy at all.
The rebels fighting Aristide are made up mostly of gang members, former military and paramilitary forces. Many once backed the president and claim he armed them to fend off coup plotters, a charge Aristide denies. Aristide was democratically elected in 1990, but overthrown by his military several months later. Late last night, Haitian police said they'd retaken control of St. Mark, though rebels there say the fight isn't over. That, along with last week's capture of the larger city of Gonaïves, means Haiti's north is now cut off from crucial fuel and food supply lines. As St. Mark lay eerily still Monday, teenagers on scooters ferried visitors around the barricades and towards the center of town, past blocks of deserted homes and closed ramshackle stores. A roadside hut burned slowly under the hot sun. Heading out of town were scooters loaded with mattresses, musical instruments, and suitcases. In a dusty, unpaved lane close to the main road, a group of fishermen sat in the shade of a tree, waiting nervously to see if this weekend's violence would return. Suddenly, a police chopper appeared on the horizon, ferrying reinforcements for Aristide's beleaguered ranks waiting somewhere in the city. One fisherman, Carlo Racine, grew indignant.
Aristide told us that in 2004, the cost of living would go down. The cost of living is simply outrageous. Me as a fisherman, I used to buy my hook for a certain amount of money. Now it's 2 or 3 times as much. I want this guy to resign.
Aristide was re-elected in 2000, although the opposition boycotted that vote. Opposition leaders were angered by parliamentary elections several months earlier, in which vote counting was manipulated to give more seats to Aristide's Lavalas party. Most international aid to Aristide's administration has been frozen since. Weeks ago, parliament's term expired, so now Aristide is ruling by decree. Further inside St. Mark on Monday, members of Aristide's Lavalas party were milling about on the main road, preparing to defend their president. Though just about everyone in St. Mark once supported Aristide, locals say, now only this small group remains publicly committed to him here. One supporter said they have no choice but to stick by Aristide's side.
The houses of 10 other Lavalas partisans have been burned. What's going to happen to us if all of this has taken place and the president hasn't even left? What's going to happen to us if he leaves tomorrow?
We'll use rocks and sticks to defend our homes, the man said, gesticulating with one hand and holding a grenade in the other. Aristide's foes brag they have enough firepower to last a year. They say they'll put down their weapons only if Aristide leaves office. Aristide says he'll finish out his term, which ends in early 2006. International mediators have been unable to break the stalemate. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.